This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 80 for Tuesday, September 29th. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE futures canola contracts are lower on Tuesday, although prices improved from larger declines earlier in the session. The November canola contract is down $2.30 at $512 per ton. The January contract is down $2.20 at $519.30 per ton. The Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed are lower while Malaysian palm oil is steady. Despite rain delays across the prairies, the harvest continues along, adding pressure to the markets. Manitoba issues its next weekly crop report later this afternoon. The Canadian dollar is relatively steady at 74.71 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 74.75. The markets are positioning ahead of the grain stocks report and the small grain summary due tomorrow from the United States Department of Agriculture. In yesterday's crop progress report from the USDA, the U.S. corn harvest is at 15% complete as of September 27th. Corn conditions remain at 61% good to excellent. The soybean harvest is at 20% finished. Soybean conditions are up 1 point at 64% good to excellent. The planting of U.S. winter wheat is at 35% finished. About 10% of the crop is emerged. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday. The November contract is down 3 cents at $9.93 per bushel. December soy oil is down more than 0.4 of a cent at 32.69 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal is down $2 at $331.90 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower on Tuesday, with the December contract down 2 cents at $3.65 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the December contract up 2.5 cents at $2.77.5 per bushel. Wheat futures are steady to lower on Tuesday. Chicago December is down a penny at 549.5. Kansas City December is down 7 at 476. And with a final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is down 5 at 524. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, September 29th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.